It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know, I really wish the Texans were actually good. If the Texans were good, this Deshaun Watson return to NRG would be spectacular. As it is, it's fine, but it's not spectacular. I wanted it to be just balls out. Well, bad choice of words. I wanted it to really just be awesome. You know, I wanted it to, you know, like, man, now, I think there'll be some heat, but I don't even think people care enough to waste their money to go to the Texans game just to dump on Deshaun Watson. They're so bad and so unwatchable and have so little going for them, and the games are so boring and awful that I don't think anybody will spend money to go watch the Cleveland Browns take on the Texans. Wish they would. I'd be great if it was sold out and loud and obnoxious and people were bringing, like, giant dildo pictures. And that'd be great. But, of course, that's not going to happen. But, like, obviously the story about all this is that Deshaun Watson's probably a serial predator that pleasured himself on women who didn't want to be pleasured on, and that he's a narcissist, and he's probably he's clearly a wacko. He has no idea about anything that he does wrong. He has no accountability at all. He seems like a real shitty person, right? All that said, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Maybe all these women are lying. I doubt it, but maybe they are. So anyway, Deshaun Watson. But the other story that's involved in this, and anybody that's a Houston person knows it, is that even if Deshaun Watson had never masturbated on all these women or tried to force them to have oral sex with him or got into a weird baby yoga pose and probably tried to suck his own dick, whatever he's doing, none of that is even in there. Like, none of that's a talking point, because obviously it wouldn't have happened. But there was still a year of Deshaun Watson being a giant piece of shit to the Texans organization. Like, let's just ignore the bad, that horrible stuff for a second that happened, and look at the fact that you've got a guy who, for over a year, essentially held the franchise hostage, shit on the fan base, shit on the people, said, I don't want to be here and I'm out. Now, you have the right to play anywhere you want, work anywhere you want, do whatever you want. That is totally your right. You can do whatever the hell you want to do, and that's cool. But the way this guy basically hung him out to dry, the way he hung Cully out to dry. Now, maybe Cully was a stooge and was never going to work out, and he was a hire that had no chance to work. But imagine you're this David Cully, and you go in there for that job, and Deshaun Watson's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. Now, you're not going to say no to that job. You're still going to take the job, and you deserve some of the blame for that because you weren't good at the job. You didn't seem to be growing at the job, and you decided to sign on the dotted line to take the millions of dollars to do the job. So again, you have accountability there as well. But imagine you're this David Cully, and you go in there thinking, boy, I sure as hell hope that Deshaun Watson, one of the 5, 6, 7 best quarterbacks in the league, at some moments, probably top 3, 4, an elite-level talent, that this guy will be there. And that would be great, because I'd have a chance. And you might. And then you're David Cully, and you get in there, and Deshaun's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm not interested in you. You're a piece of shit. Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So while the big storyline around Deshaun will be Busby having the women in the stands, and this is his first game back after it's pretty obvious that the guy is a massive creep, all that, and that's a huge story, and that's the bigger national story, and it should be. I mean, it's a huge story that a guy who probably sexually assaulted dozens of women is now back in the league and has the biggest contract in the world and ultimately had to pay very little for it. What did he miss? 10 games, 12 games, 8 games, whatever it was. Like, he had to miss very little for it. His reputation takes a hit, but half the people are going to like him anyway and half are going to hate him. And there's going to be a bunch of people that like him just because the other people hate him. I mean, like, his guy's life is not ruined. Guy's life is in fine shape. Probably lives in a mansion, about to become the starting quarterback for the Browns, makes the biggest contract, the biggest amount of money of any football player ever. Dude's life doesn't suck. He'll probably be doing endorsements again before you know it, like Kobe. Like, he'll be fine. And I get why that's the national story, and it should be. But let us not forget that you can basically, he and Bill O'Brien basically bent this organization over a couple years ago and fucked it pretty good. When Bill O'Brien became the GM and was bad at his job, when Deshaun Watson said, I'm not going to play anymore. The reason why the Texans are where they are right now is in large part due to the fact that Deshaun Watson refused to play for the organization. And while we can all say, hey, he's probably justified in thinking it's a disaster of an organization, and maybe you don't even blame him, maybe you say, I might have done the same thing, it doesn't change the fact that this guy was an asshole to the organization and got paid a lot of money to play here and basically told the fan base, the entire franchise, and everybody to fuck off. So even if there were no issues with the sex stuff or anything, there's ample reason to fucking hate Deshaun Watson. There's ample reason to tell him to go fuck himself. There's ample reason to be jacked up and amped up. There's ample reason to want to be loud and obnoxious and make that guy's life a living hell for 3 hours. Reality is it's not going to happen. Reality is the stadium will be half full. Reality is even if tickets are $5, which you can probably find on StubHub, even then people aren't going to be like, yep, ready to go there and be loud. The people who were going to be there are going to be there either way, and I don't think that Deshaun Watson coming back to town is going to bring people back to the stadium. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll tune in on Sunday and see. I don't think that's going to be the case. I'd like it to be for all the reasons we've mentioned, but it won't be. But just remember that Deshaun Watson is a giant asshole. Those women can't forget because doing that baby pose, he probably showed them his asshole. But Deshaun Watson is a gigantic asshole. Even before the Predator. You got the Predator who's an asshole as well. But Deshaun Watson fucked the Texans organization pretty good. Held them hostage pretty good. Fucked David Culley pretty good. So there's plenty of reason to want to dump on this guy and hope bad things happen to him.